Now time for locker room chat with Valley Heights boys head basketball coach Drew Honus after a win from yesterday and Christmas break as well. Coach, talking about this game, 53-45, a win against Washington County. They kind of went with an unconventional style defense, something that it was kind of an interesting thing for you. I want to get your thoughts on that and your overall thoughts on this game.
Yeah, we knew coming in what they had and what they were going to do. It's just a really different style of play. Washington County, got to give them credit. They play really well with what they have. Honestly, they don't have a lot of depth, but they really execute with what they have, and they play really hard. The zone, they run it really well, and we struggled with it. We struggled with it the whole game. We got up early, and throughout the game, we were down probably 30-some minutes of the game, and found a way in the fourth quarter and hit a few shots. Things started going our way, and it just happened after that. But yeah, trailing by 10, 11 points for a majority of the game, I would say. And fourth quarter, we turned it up a notch and tried a couple things, and it worked in our favor. So.
And Coach, you told me that you didn't love coaching against the 3-2 zone. Why? I'm just curious why that is, why you don't like going against 3-2 zone.
Yeah, it's just a lot different. You don't see it very often. And it just slows things down. And for what we want to do, that's really not ideal. But our guys did really well. Honestly, I was very pleased. They played really hard.
Royce had 17, and so did Logan. They both had fantastic games. What were some things that were going right in their games?
Yeah, Logan did what he's good at, and he kind of facilitated. And then last night, his shots were falling. Got to the free throw line a few times. He had 5 rebounds. You know, he kind of just did it all. At 3 steals, he had a really good game. It kind of came together for him last night, and really proud of him. So Royce did what he normally does too. Royce is a great scorer. Can get to the rim, can shoot the 3 ball. He got the free throw line 6 times. That's great. So yeah, Kaysen stepped up, had 11 points. That's big for him. So. We had several guys step up, and I could call out a lot of people on our team right now that had a big game and did something and had a positive impact in the game last night.
And Coach, you guys have a big week coming up. You have Troy coming into town coming up on Friday, and then the following week a couple of non-league games to kind of give yourself a little bit of a litmus test going into the TVL tournament with Minneapolis coming up next Tuesday and then Rossville on that Thursday. So you guys have a lot coming up. How big is this upcoming week going to be for you guys?
Yeah, this is a huge week. We started it off with a bang. I really think that this win's going to lead into more, and I think that we're going in the right direction right now. We've really started picking it up, and we've taken a lot of steps in the right direction the past few games. You know, we started it with Donovan West, played a really good game against them. Last night we were tested with, I thought, was a really different style of play, and we handled it really well. We went through a lot of adversity throughout the game, and we handled it, did what we needed to. And then, like you said, I think we've got some really big games in the next week or two.
Hoping for your first 3-game winning streak as the head coach of Valley Heights. Best of luck to you, Coach. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Valley Heights boys head basketball coach Drew Honus here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.